In the past, we have such iconic groups such as New Kids on the Block, Boyz II Men, New Edition, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and Jagged Edge. But then, there was O-Town. O-Town seemed to have a lot of popularity going from them. But after their second album pretty much had no success, they completely disappeared. Today I'm going over O-Town's history, their rise, and where they are now. And before looking forward, we have to look back. The group was assembled in 2000 for the first season of ABC's hit show, Making the Band. The group was named after Orlando, Florida, the city where the auditions were held. In the selection process, Lou Pearlman and a panel of judges selected Ashley Parker Angel, Aaron Michael Estrada, Trevor Penick, Jacob Underwood, and Aikika Kahano. However, he left for personal reasons and was replaced by Dan Mandler. After season one, former Artista Records executive Clive Davis signed the group to his new label, J Records. Their first release, their self-titled debut, O-Town, boosted by the publicity of the weekly television series, debuted at number 5 on the Billboard 200 albums chart and sold more than 3 million copies worldwide. Their first single, Liquid Dreams, peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. In the late spring of 2001, O-Town released All or Nothing, and the song became their biggest hit of their career. All or Nothing reached number 3 on the Hot 100. In 2001, they opened for Britney Spears on her Dream Within Dream tour in the US. O-Town's second album, O-2, was released in November 2002 by J Records. Include All or Nothing and new single, We Fit Together. The album was observed to have a different sound for O-Town's debut album, with a mix of soulful ballads and songs with more of a rock and roll approach, according to contemporary musicians. MTV News reported that O-Town hoped that the album would show the group to be more than NSYNC wannabes. However, with teen pop turning down to lesser interest in 2002, it did not sell as well as the first O-Town album. As a result, in 2003, J Records released them from their contract and the group disbanded. The members moved on to solo careers, but the most successful was Ashley, who signed to Universal's Black Ground Records and was given his own reality show on MTV There and Back. He released a solo album, Soundtrack to Your Life, in 2006. In 2007, he began playing the role of Link Larkin in the Broadway production of Hairspray. Trevor Penick signed to Mac One Music and performed as Trey Scott. Eric stayed in the music business as a songwriter. Jacob wanted to start his own country band, Jacob's Lock. In 2011, Angel declined to join an O-Town reunion. It was a difficult decision, but ultimately necessary to move on with the next chapter of my career. On May 28, 2014, O-Town released a preview of the single Skydive on SoundCloud. The single was from their third studio album Lines and Circles, and it was released on August 24, 2014. In 2017, they premiered a new single, Empty Space, in addition to announcing a new EP. They also announced a new 2017 tour featuring Ryan Cabrera on select dates, as well as some spots on the I Love the 90s nationwide tour. Their Part 1 EP is set for an August 4, 2017 release. In June 2019, O-Town planned on filing a trademark for their band name, which Universal Music Group would leave was too similar to the Motown Records label. In August 2nd, 2019, they released the OTWN album. Alright guys, that's it. Look, I'm very sorry this episode was really short, but it was pretty hard for me to find some information on O-Town and the history they've been through. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. Do y'all still listen to O-Town today? Please let me know by saying some voice messages. The link is in my bio. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.